Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise.
We're back. It's 12 after.
And then again, you can be cold as ice.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Pick one out, and when you get there, don't forget all the things you can do at my website, like reading hundreds, actually 1,000 articles, over 1,000 articles, or listen to hundreds, actually 3,000, over 3,000 archives of past shows that we've done. And you can see the hundreds, it really is hundreds, of our Brain Trust members there. You can find out more about them. We're now approaching about 500 Brain Trust members, the largest community of small business experts in the world, of which Keith Ferrazzi is the new one. Keith is the founder and the CEO of Ferrazzi Greenlight, a marketing and sales consulting company. He's contributed to, many of you have seen his byline in the Wall Street Journal and Inc. magazine. He's worked with the folks at the Harvard Business Review. He's the author of a book I'm holding in my hand that I think you're going to like a lot, Never Eat Alone and Other Secrets to Success, One Relationship at a Time. Keith Ferrazzi, welcome to the show.
It's a real pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. And my audience knows, Keith, that in the last century, I was telling them that the three things that they would have to become good at, in addition to all the things they had to be good at in the last century, in the 21st century, they're going to have to be good at technology. They're going to have to be good at developing strategic alliances. And you can't develop strategic alliances if you can't network. Networking is the third one. And that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Well, let me tell you, listening to the tone of your voice and having heard your show a couple of times, what I can tell is that you also advocate a very specific style of networking, which I'm sure your listeners embrace. It's really all about making other people successful. It's about building real, true, deep relationships in your life that will be there for you for a very long time. That's the important part.
Well, and exactly, and I think my favorite word when I talk about these things, when I hear you say what you just said, my favorite word is community. And you know, community, when you're in a community, when you contemplate any community, and as you know, you have a number of communities, I have a number of different communities, when you contemplate those communities, you think about people that you know would help you if they need you, if they know you need help, or maybe are helping you and you don't even know it.
No question. And Never Eat Alone, what we try to really focus on is what are the jump starts, the building blocks of great communities, great relationships. And I believe there are two fundamental things. One is giving, as I discussed before. You've got to show up trying to figure out how to make other people successful. In fact, that's the first thing you should do in the first 30 seconds of a conversation. What's this person about? How can I make them successful? And then the second thing is intimacy. You know, let's drop some of those walls that are around us that actually prevent us from getting closer to the people in our lives that will make us a success. Our team members, our bosses, our peers, our vendors, our clients. These people want us to show up as real humans. And when you do, it fundamentally changes the dynamic of the relationship.
Well, absolutely. And one of the things that I encourage my small business owners to do when they think of their employees, when they think of their own success, I encourage them to aggregate their success from the success of their employees.
That's great. That's great. I mean, because I was taught that in one of the fun things about the book is it gave me a chance. I mean, I've had a lot of luck in my life and success with business, and you know, I was the youngest chief marketing officer in the Fortune 500, youngest partner at Deloitte, and a number of other things. And somebody taught me very early on, a partner at Deloitte, the only way you're going to make yourself a success is by making the folks that work for you successful first. And that is a great lesson to have learned.
Well, talk to us about when we're networking with people that we may not know. If we work, obviously the people we work with, we know them, our friends and people we've already known, we know them, and making sure we take care of them. That's one issue. But what about making new relationships? Talk to us about that.
You know, I think it's basically the same concept. You're just always trying to get to know the next group one step better. So for the folks that you're around every day, you know, you take them to lunch and you want to get them to know them a little bit more on the human side. But in a large conference where you don't know absolutely anybody and you're sort of bumping around, you can walk up to somebody and engage in simple little small chatter, which I don't believe in, by the way. I don't believe in small talk. And say to somebody, hey, this is a great conference, isn't it wonderful weather? And you're going to get nowhere in that conversation.
Right.
But what about going up to somebody and saying, you know, this is a pretty good conference. I was a little bit reluctant to come here. My wife's been giving me a hard time about all my travel, and gosh, I kind of miss my kids. But, you know, this trip was worth it. All of a sudden, you're opening up pieces of yourself to others that let them open up pieces of themselves, and then you start a real relationship. That's the key.
Well, and the opposite of that is one of your chapters in your book. You talk about the networking jerk.
Oh, my, yeah.
Yeah, that's the opposite of what you just said.
Well, it sure is. And look, so many people feel that networking is this chore because they've been faced with all of these people that, as far as I'm concerned, they just, you know, you can smell them on their suits a mile away. They're passing out business cards. They're eye darting from one person to another while you're trying to engage them in a conversation.
Don't forget the gold tooth, by the way.
Yeah, all of the above. And at the end of the day, what we're talking about, and if this is done well, it's bringing more joy to your life by reaching out, bringing people into your life around the passions that you have. And one of the best ways to engage people is take the things that you think are fun. Do you like dinner parties? Fine. Next time you go have your normal dinner parties, invite two more people into your circle that you wouldn't have normally invited. Maybe mm-hmm. one of them's a client or a boss or something. If you like church, gosh, that's great. Well, why don't you invite some people to come with you? You know, they don't even have to share the same faith as you, but if they share the spirit that you have, that's fantastic. Whatever it is, I take people to jog in Central Park all the time or work out with me. Whatever your passions are, share them with those around you and stop being so lonesome about it. Never eat alone is just doesn't mean never eat alone. It just means it's a concept of bringing more people into your life.
One of the things that I've told my Brain Trust members over the years, because I have had an opportunity to find opportunities for them and to call them and let them know about certain things. And when they thank me, I always say, look, wherever I go, I take my Brain Trust with me. And,
yep.
and I think that's the way we should feel about our communities, is wherever we go, we should take our communities with us. And because I love the passage from Ecclesiastes, Keith, and you probably know it, cast your bread on the water in time,
sure.
It will come back to you.
Sure. Well, you know, I in the book we talk about something called social arbitrage. And by the way, I'm going to use that the quote from Ecclesiastes. That's beautiful. The what we call it is social arbitrage. When I introduce two people in my network to each other, I continue to exist in those individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, you know, on a practical basis, every time they get together, they tell Keith jokes for the first 5 minutes, you know, and then the richness of that relationship as it blossoms in business and otherwise lives.
Right, Keith, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come back and have another great segment with our new friend Keith Ferrazzi, the author of Never Eat Alone. When we come back, I'm going to ask him what he means in this chapter he calls The Genius of Audacity. 20 after. Stay with us.
You should know that life is a gamble.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Who for you there. Roger Daltrey. Great song. Keith Ferrazzi is with us. That's him on bass, by the way. He's the author of Never Eat Alone and Other Secrets to Success, One Relationship at a Time. Keith, give us your website and tell us where the book's available, please.
The book's available everywhere, Barnes & Noble, you name it, Amazon, etc. But it's www.nevereatalone.com, nevereatalone.com.
Can we get a little excerpt of your book there at that website?
You can get three. You know, I try to be as generous as possible, as the publisher will let me. We've got three chapters up there. We have
table of contents
tons
is there.
Content.
Table of contents is there, I'm sure. And,
yep.
And so you can find that there. You know, Keith, one of the things that I've been doing for the last few years that's really been – I really think it's been one of the best things that I've ever done to build community for me, and that is when I get to know someone and I find out a little bit about them, and it looks like we're gonna stay connected. I ask them a question, And there's something about this question, and folks, I'm giving it to you. I'm encouraging you to ask the same question, because I didn't come up with these words. I just put them together recently, and that's this, Keith. What can I do to help you?
Right.
When I say that to people, it's amazing the barriers that fall down.
Yeah. Well, particularly because you do it in a sincere way. I mean, everything that we're talking about here, in my mind, has to be both transparent and sincere. You can't fake any of this stuff. This isn't about manipulation. This isn't about showing up in any way other than in your truest and most sincere sense. Hey, you said something before the break.
Well, I was going to say, and yet, with what you just said, and yet, you wrote a chapter about the genius of audacity.
Yeah. Can I talk a little bit about that? I'd like to tell a quick story if I could.
Go ahead.
I grew up a pretty poor kid. My dad was a steel worker. My mom was a cleaning lady. And, I spent all my weekends working my way through high school and college.
Salt of the earth Pittsburgh folks.
That's absolutely wonderful folks. And what happened was I was young, and we were driving down the street, and there was a big wheel in the trash along the side of the road. We had been unemployed for about 6 months, I guess. And my dad pulled off to the side of the road and knew that, you know, if he wanted me to have a big wheel at that stage in my life, he was going to have to walk up the sidewalk and ask the folks at that house for that thing. Imagine what it would have taken for a 50-some-year-old proud steelworker to walk up the sidewalk and knock on that door.
He knew that
if he didn't ask, his son wasn't going to have that.
That's a lot of love right there.
Well, I think about that every time, because we have to make those decisions all the time in our lives on a daily basis of whether we reach out to the people around us who care and want to help us. There are so many people in your backyard who want to help you be successful, and we don't reach out out of fear, out of embarrassment, etc. But, you know, my father used to say, you know, the worst anybody could ever say is no, if you ask. But let me twist this a second for your listenership. Imagine being that woman who had the gift of being able to give something so simple to somebody. My dad probably made her day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what was, in fact, she said that her grandkids had just moved away, and there was lots of stuff that she didn't have the heart to throw away. I got a trampoline. I got a bike. I mean, it was wonderful for me. It was a great Christmas for me, frankly. But the key is that there's so many people in our lives that are waiting for us to reach out to them, and it's the biggest gift in the world. The biggest gift in the world is to ask them for their advice, for their favor, et cetera. I want to have people listen to that.
Well, and here's something. Thank you, by the way, for sharing that story of your family and your father. He sounds like a great, great human being. Keith, one of the things that I try to encourage small business owners to do, and I have been now for many, many years, and that is to recognize that when they're having challenges, when they're having problems, they're not the only people who've ever had this. They're not having it because they're stupid. They're not having it because they're not smart, because they're dumb, or any of those things, because they can't figure this out. It's amazing how much when you talk to somebody else about what the challenges that you're having, that they're having something very similar. And that's the biggest problem, Keith, that small business owners have, is we go into our cave and we assume we're the only people who have this problem.
Sure, and there are wonderful groups out there, like, you know, you had mentioned BNI.
Business,
you know,
Network Ivan. International, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, and the Tech Group. And
Chamber of Commerce, lots of places.
Yeah, and I'm going to the Inc. 500 conference to speak there this week, and there's so many different great groups out there that you can share with that are very powerful. You know, we're starting groups that we call, you know, fellowships, which is just people coming together to help each other be successful.
Like mastermind groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, one of the things that I think is important for your listeners to recognize is so many people want to help them. So many people want to help them. And we stop these people from helping us by putting up these walls around us. I always suggest that our vulnerability is one of the greatest assets that we have if we're willing to share that with others, because it instantly makes people trustworthy of us and trusting of us. I think it's very important to let people know some of your fears, some of your insecurities. I've done this with CEOs of major companies who have changed their leadership styles as a result of just being willing to show up and be a little bit more authentic and human in the
and
workplace.
Human. Yeah, no question about it. Keith, we got 30 seconds. Your last networking thought.
Build it before you need it. don't wait until you need a relationship to start building it, because then it's a transaction. Mm-hmm. Relationships need to be built over a long period of time. Get out right now. Make something change today in your life. Bring one new person into your life that's powerful and important that you've been wanting to reach out to. That's, I think, the last thing that I'd leave with you.
Isn't it cool when you make a friend, make a contact, and you want absolutely nothing from them, and they know it, and both of you know that? That's the only way
to build great relationships.
Exactly. Give us the website one more time.
NeverEatAlone.com. Thanks a lot.
Keith Ferrazzi. That's two R's and two Z's. Thanks, Keith. See you next time. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Tim Berry. We're going to talk about the difference between ideas and opportunity. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.